demanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday, October 26th. We're back in the studio.
Woohoo!
It's friggin' warm in here, but...
It is! What is up with that?
Yeah. The air conditioner, man. It's like I've yet to be in a building where there's no air conditioning problems, you know?
Yeah.
Every building I've ever been to, man, it's just like that. It's, at least it's not a very hot day today,
yeah.
You know?
Shame on this building, though.
I'm telling you, shame on everybody for crying out loud.
Yeah.
What is this?
We started out angry this morning. Shame on all of you listeners. Shame.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll try to get through the show without sweating here for crying out
it's
loud.
It's feeling
you know?
A little bit better, though, actually.
Is
all
it?
Of a sudden, yeah.
Well, you see, I'm drinking hot coffee, so
there you go.
Yeah,
that's the answer.
Yeah. Yep. You don't drink coffee, do you?
Not at all.
Wow.
No, I never have.
You hardly go to Starbucks or ever, huh?
Ever, yeah, ever. It's like, I don't know why. I mean, I guess it's a good thing, though. Caffeine tech isn't really supposed to be very healthy for
yeah,
you.
No, it's good. I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying that it's kind of unusual because most people drink coffee. You know, I mean, my mom made me hooked on coffee at a very, very early age.
Really?
So, yeah, so
really?
I got to have
Your
my
mom
coffee.
Did.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think many kids start drinking coffee at, like, you know, I don't know what age, you know, but...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just never had the desire, so why start now, I guess, right?
Exactly, yeah. It's very relaxing to drink coffee, though.
I bet it is.
Sometimes, you know...
I could use some right now, honestly.
Can you?
Yeah.
Are you tired this morning?
A little bit. I had a long night.
Did you really?
A long, fun night, but a long night, nonetheless.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you care to share, or is it too
personal? No. Not really.
Okay, then we know what you were doing.
Hey! Shame on you. So I still don't have a Halloween costume. I'm thinking I'm not going to dress up.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have parties that you're going to go to?
I've been invited to quite a few different things. Uh-huh. I don't know. But the problem with Halloween is, you know, you kind of have to pick one person to hang out with. Or that you're going to, you know what I mean? It's not like I can go hang out with this person at this party and then say, ta-ta, I'm going to go to the next one.
I see what
you mean.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So I have to figure out what I'm going to do.
Well, how about if you go with a friend, like a female friend, and then you don't have to worry about it.
I don't have too many female friends. And the ones that, well... I do. I don't like that look. I do have female friends, but I don't. They all have boyfriends.
I see. Okay.
So I'd be kind of like the third wheel, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I don't know. I'm going to probably end up staying home and passing out trick-or-treats like an old grandma. And you know what? I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Whatever. Don't judge, okay?
No, I'm sure you're going to go to a party. We'll have to figure out what you can wear, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe dress up like a nurse or something, like a sexy nurse.
Oh, God. Don't make me barf. I'm not into that stuff. And if I do dress up, it will not be anything sexy. It will be the farthest thing from sexy.
Really?
I guarantee you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we don't want to see
it. Hey. But it'll be cool.
Yeah.
You know? So cool. Have awesome. You seen Paranormal Activity 3 yet?
No, but I heard it did very well, huh?
Insane. I haven't seen it either, but I'm dying to. It's it opened on October 21st, so just 5 days ago, and it's brought in $54 million.
Right.
That's five times more than the next one below it, which was Real Steel.
I mean,
that is. Now, obviously, they, you know, premiered the show at a perfect time, Halloween coming up, so people like to do spooky things, but that's insane.
Yeah, plus the previous two movies were very successful too.
They were.
You know? So I don't know that I would watch that kind of stuff. I don't like really scary things.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if it would scare me. I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean though, but you know, you never know because they keep saying how scary it is, you know, so you never know. Have you seen the previous two?
No.
No. I know, I haven't either, you know, but...
It didn't interest me.
They hit on a formula there, and just imagine, a movie like this probably didn't cost more than a couple million dollars
to make. Well, especially the first one, because they didn't know how successful it would be. So I heard, like, the actors got paid pennies to do it, and then all of a sudden, you know, it becomes huge.
Right.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, imagine making that kind of money, man. You know, it's like investing a couple million and making, like, they'll probably reach 100
insane,
easily.
Insane, yeah. I mean, I did the spoof on Paranormal Activity called Paranormal Whacktivity.
Really?
And I'm not sure when that premieres yet, but that's the spoof on it, so we're hoping that does well.
Okay.
You know, just like a Scary Movie 3 type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay, you get into all kinds of crazy things.
You know it.
Yeah.
You know it, man.
That's awesome. All right. Well, we're going to bring in our special guest. We have a special guest in the studio. Very beautiful. Very personable as well.
Yes.
And her name is Sienna Sinclair. Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And so, where do we start? I mean, you know, I've got so much. Yeah. So, well, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks.
Let's start over. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sienna has done a lot of things. She's written a book, and you also have like a company, right?
Yes.
For tours and things like that.
Yeah,
so,
just Sienna Sinclair is my brand name, but the Naughty Girls got the naughtytravelgirl.com. Mm-hmm. I offer naughty tours of LA.
Really?
The first of its kind.
Wow. Yeah.
Naughty tours. What do you mean by naughty tours?
Yeah.
We can collaborate.
She takes it to porn shoots.
You can pick your package.
Oh my gosh.
You can pick the porn package, which you can go on a behind the scenes set of a porn shoot.
Really?
Or a porn movie being made.
Wow.
Yeah, which they don't offer that. And you can also do the erotic package. And that's kind of where you can go on a naughty home tour of all the Hollywood starlets. And,
oh wow, that's cool.
Yeah, okay. And you can also, you know, you can cater it to customize it to be any way that you want it to be, whether you want to go to some sex toy stores, you know, if you're shy,
right.
I can take you in because I do sex coaching.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh.
I can kind of show you like what to use on your guy, what to use on yourself if you, you know, need some help with your G-spot or
wow.
Know, anything.
Yeah, I need some help with my G-spot.
I do it
G-spot.
All.
I can't find it.
Well, if you need help finding it on her,
yeah.
I can show you some
no,
toys.
No, on me. I meant on me.
Okay.
I guess the joke just kind of...
No, I got it. Yeah, I was going over it.
Yeah, that's fine. So this sounds pretty good. So let's start from the beginning. You probably moved here from somewhere else, right? Because nobody's born in L.A.
No, I lived in London, UK, so...
Oh, really? Is that where you were born?
No, I just lived there for a year and a half.
I see.
Cool.
Where are you originally from?
I've lived in 9 different states.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is that, like a military brat or something? Or
no, I just moved.
You
moved
just
a lot.
Moved a lot?
My parents moved a lot, and I moved a lot as an adult.
Yeah.
On my own.
That's pretty cool, but I guess it's hard to really... make lasting friendships, right? Or is it?
Yeah, that's fine. They come and go anyway.
Yeah.
That's true.
I like meeting new people. The excitement of moving to a new city is like, who, you know, new guys.
Yeah.
Sure.
I know. It's really cool, huh, to move. Yeah. I know. I moved quite a bit when I was younger. And but then I'm stuck here for like 30 years now, you know.
Yeah,
but yeah,
it's a good spot to be stuck in.
I suppose,
more
yeah,
capital
I
world.
Like it. I still like it. I don't know how. I've had a love-hate relationship with LA, but I'm
really?
Okay with it now.
We
yeah.
all have, yeah. It's yeah. More, the traffic, first of all, is killer.
Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah.
So wait, so, did you always want to, did you know you were going to pursue this? Was this something as a child that you thought, oh,
yeah, when I was a little kid, I masturbated a lot as a little kid. So.
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder if I can turn this into a job.
Really?
No way.
Masturbating.
That's pretty crazy.
And get paid for. I didn't know that back then you could.
Yeah.
Did you start at an early age? I mean, you discovered your sexuality early?
Yeah, I think 4.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I know.
I seem like such an amateur.
It was, you know, people, it's a healthy thing to do.
Yeah, it really is. It's not about being an amateur. I think it's just about discovering yourself. And
no,
your
I mean, I was such a late bloomer, though, to begin with. Like, if you heard when I lost my virginity and just different things, you'd be like, what the hell?
Well, I mean, I still lost my virginity a lot later.
Yeah.
Oh, I would hope so, yeah. That'd be kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, but it was more myself, you know, and I played doctor with a boy one time and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to play doctor.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, but nothing really was going on because we didn't know
no,
what we were
yeah,
doing.
You're too young.
Yeah.
You know, you just kind of look and, yeah. I know.
So when, what age did you get into this business of porn?
20,
or...
I'd say I've been in the business for over 7 years.
Okay.
Maybe eight, so like 25.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And what made you make that decision to kind of jump into it? Because it's, I mean, were you nervous at all? Or was it, because it is like a risky industry. It's different.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking, especially if you're not, you know, not used to like taking off your clothes in front of, you know, a lot of people.
Sure.
And performing on set. Usually, you know, you're performing in your bedroom where no right. one's watching, unless you have a camera. You know, I used to set up cameras in my bedroom.
Did you really? Okay, well, we'll get to that too. I just want to go back, if you don't mind,
sure.
just a little bit before you got into porn and everything.
Before?
No, not really. But, but you discovered early on that you were sexual. I mean, you had like this curiosity and everything.
Yeah, I definitely knew that there was something. And of course, everyone tries to, you know, society tries to like hold it back. You're not supposed to do that, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But I never really cared. I kept doing it. And
yeah. Did you
and
like
explored it more?
Yeah. And did you play with like friends and stuff like that? Like sexual
games
and stuff?
Yeah, my first kiss was with a girl.
Uh huh.
You know, we were like, I think I was 5. It was a daycare.
Right.
We were curious.
It's usually that way. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I think you know, girls.
So it was just easier to practice on your friends because you know boys don't like you. It's cooties.
Yeah. That's true.
It wasn't as nerve wracking practicing on a girl as in when I had my first kiss. I was like, oh no, I'm so nervous.
Aww.
Yeah. That's cute.
This
huh?
one's always nervous and awkward for anyone, you know, no matter how comfortable or how much you desire it.
Yeah.
Well, I just decided my first time, I just said, you know what, I'm going to pick some guy. I wasn't dating him. I was leaving, actually, the city that I was living in, moving to a new city.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, I'm just going to get out there because if it doesn't work out and it's embarrassing, I'm leaving anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I just had him come over to my house and I said, we're making out. You know, this is it. So
lucky
we made
guy,
out.
Though. Yeah.
We made
yeah.
out. And I just remember it was so horrible because I mean, neither of us knew what we were doing, but I knew that he wasn't doing something right. And he was just slobbering all over my face.
Ew.
And I remember, and he was like sucking my neck and it hurt. And I had all these bruises on my neck.
Yeah.
And I was like, never again.
Yeah. And how old were you at the time?
I think I was 13 at that age.
13. Wow. So you had to have it by then.
That was my first kiss. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to go all out. I planned it. I'm like, this is going to be it.
So your first right. kiss and your first intercourse, was it the same time?
No, 15.
Oh, 15. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to
make
sure.
It was baby steps. I had to like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I had to be introduced to a penis first.
Yeah.
and I remember the first time I saw one, I was like, ooh, that doesn't look that good. And then it took like another year after that before I was like. Okay.
Yeah, it kind of grows on you, huh?
Yeah,
no pun
it's
intended.
Like baby steps. Yeah.
That's cool. So so you lived in London for how long? A year and a half, did you say?
Yeah, broken up. Like a year in 2001 mm-hmm. and then 6 months in 2006.
And how did you end up there? What did you...
Well, when I first moved there, it was after college. Mm-hmm. I had an internship for a magazine.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then after my second time I moved there, I just wanted to move back.
What kind of magazine?
Nothing's... Well, actually, all magazines have some sex in them.
Sure.
But I was writing columns for Holistic and Travel.
Okay, very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, cool. Oh, yeah. So you're a writer, too.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And that's going to bring you to us to your book in just a minute.
Yeah.
But have you been writing for a long time?
Since 2001.
Really?
And I didn't go to school for it.
Yeah.
I just always been writing.
Really? Well, that's cool. You know, I mean, to have that talent and want to express yourself and everything. That's cool. So so what did you do there? I mean, did you do porn and stuff there?
In London?
Yeah.
No, it was just a magazine.
Right, just for the magazine.
Yeah.
So you went there on assignment or something?
Yeah, a year assignment.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow, how cool is
that?
That
is very
neat.
Yeah. I moved back
did they pay for everything or what?
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
I had a job.
The best of.
Yeah.
The best of people.
Yeah, she seems to find all the great jobs, you know.
Yeah, I just got lucky. After I graduated, I just started applying.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah.
What did you graduate in?
International business with a French minor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, there you go. She's in international business.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, I do international business.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
I travel internationally.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do business there.
Yeah, so, okay, so then you came back here, and what made you come to L.A.? Just the
porn
industry?
The porn industry?
The porn industry?
Is it significant here compared to other places, then?
Well, actually, it's...
This is the capital of the world, pretty much, in the valley here.
And it's...
Good to know.
You didn't know that?
not everywhere can you shoot porn. I mean, that's why Playboy and Vivid and all those companies are here.
Okay.
Because it's legal to shoot porn here.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was just going to think like Las Vegas also. Or,
yeah, I mean, they're not here because the rent's cheap. They're here because there's a reason. You know?
Yeah. So at what point in your life did you decide you want to pursue porn? Was that in London?
The second time I was in London, it was.
I see. Okay.
Because I had already been in the adult business doing other stuff.
I see.
When I went to London, and then I moved to DC.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait. Yeah, I was. Okay, no, wait. I was in DC first. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I've been everywhere. And then I moved to London just because I was on a break.
Right.
And I didn't really know where I wanted to move yet because I had a house in Vegas that I'd bought property as an investment, which I made money off of. Before.
You did?
Before,
wow.
It was like before one of the bubble.
Few.
Yeah, before the bubble.
Good for you.
So I knew I didn't want to go to Vegas because I didn't like Vegas.
Mm.
For a living.
Yeah.
Just for partying.
Mm-hmm. I know. I lived there twice and I wouldn't go back.
Not my cup of tea.
I mean, I liked
either.
It there then. You know, I lived there in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Totally party town. I mean, I've got some stories.
And things are
from
so
there.
Much cheaper in the
70s yeah,
compared
you know.
To what they are now.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
And now it's just congested and it's not a lot of fun. Yeah.
So I was trying to figure out where I was going to live,
mm-hmm.
but I knew it had to be L.A. I just didn't know where in L.A. because I didn't really like L.A.
Yeah.
But I knew that it was a porn capital, and this is just where the porn stars are. You know, you can't live in D.C. or even New York and try to find porn girls. It's just not going to happen. I mean,
right.
It's very select few.
Right.
So I knew I had to be here, but it was just like, where do I want to live? Because I thought L.A. was so crappy.
Yeah.
And then I had a friend who lived in London, a British guy, mm-hmm. and he lived in Malibu. And he told me to come visit him. So I visited him in Malibu,
mm-hmm.
and I chose Malibu as my place to live.
Wow, nice. That's awesome.
So, because it was a beach, and I was like, okay, it's not so ugly out here.
Yeah,
no, Malibu's great.
It's hard to resist Malibu, let me tell you.
But then my business grew, and my little Malibu beach pad was getting too small, so then I had to move to Santa Monica.
I see.
But Santa Monica is just as nice.
Yeah, I mean, Santa Monica's beautiful.
I mean, it's not as nice as Malibu, but
yeah.
Sure.
So Stephanie asked you a little earlier about how do you get into this. I mean, but at what point did it like...
Actually, it's in my book.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to find out that too. But the book's not out yet, so we want to know.
You're like, I want to know now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what happens? Do you like one day get up and say, I should get into porn? Or is it something that happens over time?
No, you wake up one day and go, crap, I need some money. That's pretty much how people get into porn.
Yeah?
That's how I got into it.
Really? So you figured that it'd probably be easy money and stuff.
Yeah, and I knew it would be easier money. And
yeah,
it was.
Yeah. Wow. But, I mean, it's obviously a big decision to decide I'm going to take off my clothes and screw in front of the camera, you know.
Well, everybody does something differently. You can either do solo or you can do girl-girl. You can do boy-girl. You can do all three.
Right.
And I only do solo and girl-girl.
I see.
So
okay.
I don't do boy-girl for myself, but I do have it on my website. I hire other people to do girl-boy.
I see.
Oh, I see.
It's just a personal choice that I've chosen.
Yeah. But wouldn't you make more money with boy girl?
Yes, because it's more mainstream for boy girl. But there are certain niches,
mm-hmm.
and there are some people that only like girl and solo.
Right.
And if you have those fans and then you start doing girl boy, you lose them.
Ah.
But then you have a broader audience. Mm. But then your niche audience is usually the ones that have more money.
Right.
I see.
Because they have more of a fetish for it.
Right, yeah.
They're for someone who's into boy girl, they're like anything, you know?
Yeah.
So
that's true.
So you have to be careful.
Yeah.
You?
I know. It's like, and people have so many different fantasies and stuff, you know? And that. So did you start with solo and then you graduated to
solo,
girl? Yeah.
And then fetish is a big niche. Like whenever the economy was bad and people were saying, oh, porn's going down. Fetish was the one that didn't lose money.
What consists of fetish? What would be?
It could be anything. Whatever gets you, like, fetish, the definition of a fetish is it has to get you off every time you have sex. Like you cannot possibly have sex, get off without having that fetish in front of you. But people use it like, oh, I have a shoe fetish.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. That's not really the real definition of it.
Mm.
So for people with fetish, it could be bondage.
Mm-hmm.
Like they only can get off if they, you know, see people being tied up. Or they only get off if they see a girl with nylons on.
What was the weirdest fetish that you had to...
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day about people shitting and stuff.
Fetish, any fetish is weird because to each their own, and everyone is their own sexual person. And I don't like to, because I'm a sex coach, people come to me all the time, and I don't like to say that something's weird because it's not weird.
Right, but it is unusual. I mean,
it can be unusual. I mean, you know, scatting on somebody, you know, is not very, you know, shitting on somebody is not very healthy. And I don't I don't think it's weird. I think it's gross.
Yeah, it's not very sexual in my
book.
But
you know, to some people, that's what gets them off, you know. And I don't, not to judge anybody, so.
Yeah.
Have you shit on anyone before?
No, I've peed on someone before.
You have? Yeah. Golden showers.
Only because I had to pee really bad. And I was like, sure, I'll pee on you.
Why not?
And so, we couldn't find a toilet, so I was like, yeah, I'll do it.
Perfect timing, right?
Yeah.
On camera? Did you do it on camera?
No. I don't do that on camera. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're into some fetishes, I noticed, like like S&M and things like that, or is it more like bondage?
No, bondage. I do medical play too, and that's just
medical play. So that's like dressing like a nurse and things like
that. Yeah, you don't always have to dress as a nurse if you don't want to, but I like to because I like to dress up. But you know, like a gynecologist table and all the equipment, and you're playing with a girl, maybe you know, pussy pump, you know, nipple pump, and doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, is that, I mean, do you...
And tying her up, too.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, did you first get into fetish or... No, you said you were doing solo first.
It was
and
solo
then girl,
first
girl.
And then fetish because I love nylons and that's a fetish for a lot of people in shoes. So I was, you know, I had it on my main website, just nylons and shoes, and people were like, well, I want to see more nylons. I want to see more shoes. So I added that to my fetish side.
Yeah.
When I did it.
Yeah. So cool. So you're not doing that much hardcore. I mean, maybe with the toys and stuff, but otherwise it's...
I don't consider myself hardcore.
Either. Right. Yeah.
Soft. But like sex.
I know. Well, you know, what strikes me is that you seem like very normal, you know? I mean, you
well,
know...
Well, they're human beings.
No, I know, but many of them are skanky, you know?
Oh,
I mean,
sometimes skanky. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Sometimes they come in here and you see they're not beautiful, you know? They just have all the makeup and they try really hard, you know?
Yeah.
So, no,
well,
but...
You know what? Someone finds them beautiful.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, in the porn industry, there's somebody for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Because people always say to me... I was in this sex coaching class, or the sex class, it's a school here in LA, for sex school, and all these women were in there, these doctors and gynecologists and, you know, people with their PhDs, and, you know, here I'm in porn and, you know, just my college education, but they were all saying, oh, it's, you know, magazines, men like skinny girls like you, meaning me, and that's what they like. I said, actually, you'd be very surprised. When I'm at a porn convention and I'm the skinny girl, and you have a Latino big booty girl next to me, she's got a longer line than me.
Really?
And she's got cellulite on her legs, but that's what real men like.
Really? They like the real stuff.
No, they like the real stuff. And but women don't understand. They see what's in magazines, and what's in magazines is what gay guys and designers like, not real men.
That's
no guy
a revelation,
wants a skinny
huh?
girl.
Yeah.
Sure. He wants some curves on his girl, some boobs and some booty.
No, absolutely. But you can be skinny and have boobs too, you know?
Yeah, I mean, But women just think that guys like this is not what most guys like. They like, because when I'm at a convention, black guys and Latino guys don't like me.
Really?
I'm a little too skinny for them.
Really?
I cater more to the older gentlemen, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, I have a few guys, but it's rare. Like, I just was shocked. I just remember that girl next to me. I mean, she was a little nasty and she had like cellulite, but the guys liked her, and I said, you know what? There you go.
At a convention like this, do you wear stuff that, are you in lingerie and stuff or what?
Well, you kind of need to, just because everyone else is putting out on display, but the more I wear, the more attention I get. So usually what I'll do is I'll wear latex.
Okay.
Oh. So I'm not, some girls, you know, just go all out.
Yeah, like
the guys like it when you
stuff.
Wear less. Yeah. I mean more. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Very neat. Now I'm just curious. Would this or has this affected like your personal relationship life? I mean, have you been able to have a regular? Like, are you even interested in having a boyfriend or a fiance, husband, whatever it may be?
Well, I don't have boyfriends. I have lovers, and I don't believe in marriage. So those are other questions.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do date and. It doesn't affect me because if you don't like it, then you don't date me. That's just how simple it is. And I am upfront with everybody, you know.
But as far as you made that plural, you have lovers, but
yeah,
would you be willing to, I see. Yeah. So you would not have an exclusive relationship with one man.
I mean, not at the time unless I chose to down the road, but that's not the kind of dating I like.
Right. So you just like to be free and if someone attracts you, you'll just
yeah.
get it on
yeah,
with
I'm
them and stuff.
Nobody's, you know.
Yeah.
You know, one person. I don't own anybody. They don't own me.
Sure. Right. No, everyone's they different, can, though. See, yeah. I would not be okay with that. Yeah. We're different people.
Yeah.
But I don't judge what you do. Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's very cool, though. Very interesting.
No, I like to watch my guy that I'm dating have sex with someone else.
It's, really?
Yeah.
That turns you on?
Oh, yeah. Threesomes. I like that. Yeah.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah. You see, you're very unusual, and that's why it's hard for civilians, like you guys call us, to understand that, you know, because it's... It's not where society, where the norms are, you know? So, but at the same time, I mean, I would totally love living the lifestyle that you do. I mean, for crying out loud, you know? You definitely don't miss out on anything, you know?
Yeah. Anybody can have it. I just decide. No. I mean, I've always been one of those people that I said I never wanted to, like, be the norm or do what society said to me, like, go get a... I mean, I got my college education only because I think it's really important. But, you know, go get the job, go get married, have kids.
Right.
And blah, blah, blah. I just wanted to do my own thing, you know, like Frank Sinatra said, my way.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people follow in that boat, too. I mean, I definitely do. I'm not going to, I don't want to follow. I mean, I just want to do what makes me happy, and that's what's most important.
Yeah, definitely.
But what makes me happy, it would not make, you know, everyone happy. Yeah. We're all different, so.
Yeah.
Yours is specifically, you know, very sexual, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
I just, dating one person didn't work for me, and a lot of people don't realize that. They keep trying to date one person and cheating on that person and like, oh, well, I just didn't find the right person.
Mm-hmm.
So I just decided that I'm going to try, you know, dating more than one and having open relationships, and it's worked for me.
Wonderful.
I date people longer. You know, I've been in a 5-year relationship.
Really?
With somebody. And
now, do you find that you have to date within the industry or?
No, I would never date somebody in the industry.
Really, huh?
These are just regular Joes.
Yeah.
School teachers,
really?
You know, whatever. I'm just saying, like, you know.
Yeah. Where do you meet those guys?
Random places.
Random place. I guess people pick you up everywhere you go, so that's not hard.
Yeah, I pick
them
up.
Do you?
Fearless. What's your birth sign?
Aquarius.
Okay. Just curious.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know much about Aquarius, but I just know what to stay away from and what, you know, I really like.
Okay.
But I don't believe hardcore in that stuff.
Okay, good. For those of you just joining us, we're speaking to Sienna Sinclair. She's in the studio, sex coach and porn star as well, right? Do you like to call yourself that or
whatever?
Yeah, adult film star.
And naughty lifestyle expert.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What?
That's what I like.
Yeah. What defines a porn star, though? I feel like anybody who's done one porn video calls themselves.
I know. We
a
call
porn
them all
star.
Stars. They're porn actresses. They're not necessarily stars.
I never
stars,
call myself a porn star.
Right.
I just call myself an adult model, adult performer.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because when I think of a porn star, I think of, you know, Jenna Jameson.
Right.
Somebody who's really made it.
Right, yeah.
To compare myself, I couldn't do that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they've worked really hard. Not that I don't work hard, but just what they've done in porn.
Yeah. They had done stripping before. Did you do stripping at all, too?
Yeah, I did stripping.
It's usually like a way to, like,
get
the first
it.
Step,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's an easy step to, like, work your way into it.
And there's good money in that, too, right?
Oh, yeah, that was a lot of money.
Wow. I read both books of Jenna Jameson and Tara Patrick. And it seems like, you know, they all have pretty much the same start, you know.
Yeah, I'm really into the porn industry.
Well, I'm into everything. You saw how many books I've got here. I read about everything.
That's true. Well, all my books are sex.
And what is the title of your book?
The Naughty Girl's Guide to Los Angeles.
Okay. And where can we find that? When is it out?
Well, it'll be due out and hoping to get it out by Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes. That's a nice date.
Well,
I like that.
I was going to do Christmas, and I said, no, Valentine's Day just sounds a lot better because it's, you know, sexual.
So February 14th.
Yes.
Yeah. Valentine's
and
Day.
And I will be doing some book signings here in L.A.
That sounds good. Yeah. So people will have to know
about
that.
The website is naughtytravelgirl.com, and that's also where you can find the tours.
I see. Okay.
The Naughty LA Tours.
So now people, how do they find out about your tours? I mean, do people specifically look for something like that?
Yeah, you definitely. Like,
really?
Through advertising, Facebook.
Right.
Yeah.
But people that come into town or something, they're like...
Yeah, usually when you travel, you usually buy your travel book here.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe if you live in New York, you might buy in New York. But you're usually doing everything, you know, you buy it here and then you find out about tours and stuff like that once you're at the city sometimes.
Right.
Or if you Googled it, you could find me.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if you Googled it, you mean Google what? like
my naughty tours, naughty travel tours.
Oh, okay, but people may not know it's called that.
Yeah,
you know, that's
yeah.
why I'm asking what they would
sexual
search
for. Sexual tours.
Sex
yeah.
tours or something.
Sex tours.
Okay.
Dear Google, I want to be bad this
yeah,
weekend.
Exactly, yeah.
Show me where to go.
So how do you so now the people that produce the movies and everything, they're okay with them with you bringing people on the set and things
those
like
are,
that?
They're my porn movies.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so they come to your movies and they watch
they
the
They come
shoot.
To my set, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I direct all my own porn, so
I
you're
see.
Coming to my
okay.
shoot.
Yeah.
How often do you do those?
What, the porn shoot?
Yeah.
Well, they're very pricey. So, like, a few months, once a month or every
okay.
other month. Yeah.
What do you mean
they're
pricey,
not,
though? Like, these are self-budget and then you kind of... people pay to watch them, no? Or
well,
or someone
come
paying
to
you to shoot?
A porn set, because if I offered it really inexpensively, a lot of people would be coming, and I'm not trying to make it that way. I'm trying to make it to where it is a little exclusive, and it's, you know,
to be part of the tour and watch
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Right. Only because I only do a few shoots a month, so it's when I'm having a shoot
right.
that it's the tour. If you want to come to it, or I can also book it to when you know you happen to be in town if you really want to do it.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But yeah, and then you can also customize your tour, and those are a little bit more. If you want a certain porn star, I can hire her.
Wow,
if you
really?
Want a certain location. I mean, if you want a threesome or a guy.
See, I'm just thinking about
so you that. Customize
yeah.
your tour, but...
I'm considering it.
But yeah. the reason why it's expensive is because you're customizing it.
Uh-huh.
If you just come to my set and it's whoever I have, then it's less expensive.
I see. So it's not always you. You're directing other girls as well.
Yeah.
What does directing a porn video consist of, though? It's like, touch her harder, you know, like go deeper. I don't
well,
get it.
If you hire professionals, you really don't have to do anything.
Okay, I figured,
you
yeah.
You just tell them, you know, what it's expected of them, and this is what I need to see. I need, you know, I need a, you know, a DP scene, or I need some anal penetration at the end, you know,
yeah.
whatever, however you want your cum shot.
Yeah.
Just pretty much give it all up front, and you explain it to them, like, okay, this is how you come in. I want you to do this, this much kissing, this much playing, teasing.
Uh-huh.
And then they get it in their head, and you just watch them go, and you don't really have
I
to
see.
Direct. You just
right.
need your camera angles.
Yeah, exactly. It's more the camera and everything.
Yeah.
You just let them go. And
they've done it so much that they know what to do. They
yeah.
know, like, when to, like, slow down.
Yeah,
and
have sex. I mean,
yeah.
we all...
So I only hire professional, like, people in the industry.
Right.
I don't hire
now as far as positions and stuff like that, you don't have to tell them what you want and
no, you do if it's specific for a scene.
Right.
If it's an anal scene, you need to let them know and when and how, you know, how long. And...
Right. So so the movies you direct is you do boy girl there too. It's just if
yeah,
you don't
just not myself.
You don't participate in those.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I mean, you know, it's amazing to me that you won't do it with a boy on camera, but yet she has so many different lovers, you know.
Well, my fan base is girl. They like me doing the girl.
Right. I understand
yeah.
that. Yeah.
So I would
that's
lose
totally
a lot
cool.
of people, and it's just not what I want
to
do.
That's true. So what, you just try to come across as a lesbian or like as a straight woman?
No, I'm not trying to come across as a lesbian at all.
Right.
Because I'm not a lesbian.
Right.
But guys... The guys that are watching my movies, they're not watching because they're going, oh, I think these two are lesbians. They're
right.
watching it because there's two
they're
girls.
Like
turned on by two girls.
Yeah, doing
yeah.
it, you know. But
yeah.
it's not like we're in a movie going, oh, I'm uncomfortable touching a girl.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, it's very natural.
So the turn on is a straight girl making
yeah.
it with a,
yeah.
With a straight girl.
A straight girl, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
He's like, wow.
Yeah, I think I'm going to subscribe to this tour.
Only $50,000.
No, they're not that much.
Yeah.
How much, I'm just curious, though, and obviously it varies depending on the person, but like a person that you're directing in one of these porn videos, like approximately how much do they make? I mean, you guys, it's told
you know,
that it's...
A porn star, how much do they make?
Yeah, how much would somebody that you're directing in one of these videos make?
It depends
for just
on,
that one
it depends
video.
On their name. Like if it, you know, was a well-known
so
girl.
Somebody not so well-known. Somebody such as I don't. Just,
what? Well,
she's
it just.
She's not well-known. You
I'm considering
know her.
It. Right? I'm kidding.
I mean, sometimes I don't always use well-known name girl. I do, but sometimes the girls that I use end up becoming well-known, which helps me.
Sure.
I use what's really guys like new stuff. That's
right.
just the way it is.
Yeah.
$800.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
but if they're doing
scene,
girl,
right?
boy, yeah. If
yeah.
they're doing boy, girl, then it'll go up to 1,000. And then if you add on DP and,
right.
I'm sorry, anal and all that stuff.
Right.
So
yeah.
it just depends
do
on
you know what
doing.
DP is?
Director of photography.
No.
Oh. What is it?
What is that? What we're talking about. Double penetration.
Oh my God, you guys, I'm such a.
And that can be double penetration anywhere.
Whoa. I just assumed DP meant director of photography, because in the acting world, it's.
I know.
Well, in our world, it's not.
It's what again? Deep penetration?
Double penetration. Yeah, you get it in both orifices at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah, or you could do one anally and one vaginally.
Yeah. I mean, that's more common than two penises in the...
Or you can do one in the mouth and one in the ass.
This is just not my element here, so bear with me.
Well, we get technical.
Well, you said you had fun last night. I'm curious now what kind of fun you have.
No, not that kind of fun at all. No, I'm pretty innocent, honestly.
Yeah, right.
We all have our naughty sides, of course. But last night was incredibly innocent. It wasn't that fun, Jesus.
Yeah.
She likes to kiss a lot, you know.
Oh, just kiss.
Yeah. I didn't even kiss last night. No, I was just hanging out with friends.
Okay.
Which is a guy because she says he doesn't have any girlfriends. So.
Right.
Well, I have a few girlfriends, but they all have boyfriends.
Okay.
So if we're going to get so specific here, most of my friends that I hang out with are guys, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a guy and someone new, so you only kissed.
You crack me up.
Now you also have the book coming out, Naughty Girl's Guide to Los Angeles. Now, what's that one about? Because that's obviously aimed at women, right?
Aimed at women because if you look at who's buying these books, it's going to be women.
Right. Men. But the tours are more for men.
No, the tours are for women and men.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
But the book is for a woman to get to, you know, the book is divided into three sections. It's for solo travelers, girlfriend's getaway, or lover's getaway.
Mm.
So if you bring your lover, it's not just for people who travel here. It's also for people who live here. So if you have your boyfriend, lover, partner, whatever you want to call them, then you can take them to some suggestions in the book for the lover's getaway.
Right.
And if you're here with your girlfriends or you live here and you just want to get away with your gal pal, then, you know, you would follow the suggestions.
Right.
So for solo, it's like solo hotels that cater to solo people. Like if you go, you know, it's not like a big crowd. You feel comfortable being there. And the suggestions are, you know, cater for everybody.
Wow. So you pretty much, have you been to all these places that you send people to?
Yeah, over 250 pages, and there's everything. I've been to everything in there.
Wow. So what kind of places? I mean, you said hotel, but that's not very
naughty.
Yeah,
there's hotels. There's bar. Oh, excuse me. I don't know what you do in hotels. But hotels are extremely naughty.
No, but what's a solo hotel, though? You know what I mean?
For a solo traveler, solo means by yourself.
Right.
So if you're a girl coming by yourself, you would want somewhere that would cater to you, that, you know, it's maybe not too busy, you know, you feel comfortable.
Comfortable in a place that has two people. I don't really care.
Some people, you know, they want something more comfortable, like a bar for solo girls where there's maybe more gentleman guys, you know, stuff like that.
I see. Okay. Yeah. So you actually toured all these places and that's pretty cool. So what other places other than clubs and hotels? I mean, does it get pretty naughty here? I mean,
There's fetish, there's swingers. And it's also, you know, part coffee table, part history. So it's the first book written on LA's naughty history.
Mm.
There's, you know, tidbits of LA's naughty history written in other books, but you really got to look for it.
Yeah.
I did a lot of research on it.
Yeah.
But there's no one book specifically for LA's naughty history.
That's
so it has
true.
A lot of history in there from the very beginning to current times.
Wow.
Which we all know what happened.
So you did a lot of research and stuff, huh?
Yeah, just watching videos, like lots of reading books. And partaking of all these things that I didn't want to do.
So that's cool. So someone who gets the book can come to LA and find out where swingers clubs are and things like that?
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty good.
A lot. And also how to get into the porn industry.
I need to take a break from my wife for a few days.
What?
Just to pursue this.
She's not going
to
be too happy about that.
There's, you know, sex classes in there, free ones, where to find them, sex coaching.
Yeah.
And, you know, how to just different, like, tips. I have sex tips in there for, you know, feeling sexy as a woman, you know, taking dance classes, certain kinds that are sexual.
Right.
And hosting a sex party.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Now, so you said you're also a sexual consultant or...
Sex coach.
Sex coach, I'm sorry. And so what does that involve? Tell us a little bit about that. Maybe people want to come and be coached.
Yeah, it can be anywhere. You could already have an amazing sex life like I do.
Yeah.
But I'm always educating myself and reading books and, you know, learning new things. Right. So maybe you want to learn something new that you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You could come to me for that.
Right.
It could be for people, guys who have, or girls who have self-esteem issues, dating.
Mm-hmm.
I take you on one-on-one dates with me to kind of, you know, put you in the element to see how you, you know, one dress and how you would approach girls. And
interesting.
So I do date coaching.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, I mean, I can't say like every, because people always ask me, what is the one thing that people always come to you for? Well, they come to me for so many different things.
Sure.
You know,
right.
They're embarrassed of their, maybe they have a small penis and they're embarrassed of that.
Yeah.
You know, which, you know, you shouldn't be
at
all.
It's a huge problem. You should be. No, I'm kidding.
And some people come to me because their penis is too big and they can't satisfy their sex partner.
Wow.
And I teach them, like, positions and, you know.
Interesting.
Like
there was one time where I had a guy and the there is, guys don't think so, but there is such thing as being too big.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And oh my God, I was like, it just didn't feel good.
Torn
it was
apart.
Horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a few hospital visits.
What? You're joking.
No.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Hospital visits?
Yeah.
Sex?
Oh, yeah, who hasn't?
Me!
Who hasn't?
I haven't.
I'm not doing it rough enough.
Oh my gosh. How bad? Like, to the point that you have to go to the hospital?
Oh,
like, what's going on down there?
I was bleeding, and he ripped through my cervix, like, tore it.
Wow.
What in the world?
Well, it was really big. And you also, as a woman, you need to be fully aroused before you start having sex, which sometimes I'm just like, I jump on it. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
Because your cervix moves up when he gets aroused, so it makes room for the penis.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I feel, you guys, I am actually getting lightheaded.
It was painful. I remember when it happened. I was like, shit. I had to stop because it hurt so bad.
Just don't faint
on
us.
I'm not joking either.
Really? Here,
that's
take
the
some
thing.
Water.
Yeah, I need some water right
but
now.
But then the doctor kind of like laughed.
Is that horrible or what?
No.
We had this
it's
talk
fine.
Yesterday.
Fine.
I get lightheaded, like if somebody there's blood or something.
Oh.
You just said like
yeah,
something
we were
about opening.
About internal stuff in that. But let me ask you this: Do people?
I won't show you the pictures then.
Yeah. Now, do people expect you to be like a sex surrogate sometimes too?
No, I'm not a sex surrogate. I'm not.
No, so they don't expect you to have sex with them or anything.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's not what sex coaching is.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not a sex surrogate, but
right.
I do plan on going. There's a school here in LA that I plan on going to.
Really?
Like,
and actually do
maybe
that,
next
huh?
year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm.
Wow.
Yeah, I went to sex coaching classes here in LA too.
Yeah.
Dr. Patty.
Yeah. Well, you definitely made a life for yourself, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah,
it's been
I mean,
a lot of fun.
A life that revolves around sex,
with sex
and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, what do your parents think, though?
They don't care at all.
No? Not at all.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
No. Even if they did, I wouldn't care.
Well,
sure. Yeah.
But that's crazy that they don't care. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have siblings?
Yeah.
And they don't care either?
Yeah, my sister knows what I do. I mean, she called me. She's 16.
Uh-huh.
She called me last year because she comes to me because she knows what I do and
right.
that she can talk to me about anything. But she came to me about birth control.
Mm.
So I thought that was very nice that I felt that my sister felt safe enough to come to me.
Yeah. Because
right.
she knows that
great.
My mom wouldn't do it. So
nice
I took
bonding
her
time.
Took her to the clinic to get her on birth control.
Nice.
Because yes.
I'd rather not get pregnant. I could care less if she didn't have sex.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's going to happen. I didn't want her to get pregnant. So.
Yeah.
So as a, you know, in this industry... As a person in this industry, I'm sorry, I'm still lightheaded. Do you know how many guys you've had sex
puppies.
With?
No,
yeah.
I don't.
You don't count.
A number's just a number. It doesn't really matter.
No, it isn't. But I'm so curious.
No, I'll tell you, still, I can't count on my hands and feet anymore. So.
Yeah. Now, do
and
you?
That had
find...
nothing to do with porn. That was before I was even in porn.
Yeah. Now, did it ever happen that you wanted to stay with just one guy for a while?
I'm 33 years old. I've never felt that way in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think you have commitment issues there, or what is it? I mean, because most people,
I'm
you know,
I'm just
going to
say
like,
this much right now. We all have issues in our life. You
that's
know?
True.
We all
we
have
all
things.
Do.
People are like, oh, were you hurt by somebody? Well, I have news for everybody. We've all been hurt by somebody, whether it's
of
been
course.
Our parents, friends, family, you know, anybody.
That's true.
So to say that no, and everybody likes to put a term on something like, oh, you have to have been. Everybody's just different in life.
Obviously,
there's some people
no,
who choose
I mean,
not to have kids. That doesn't mean that there's something wrong with them. There's people that choose not to get married. Doesn't mean like, what happened to you? I just chose to live a different life, and this is the life that I've chosen.
Right.
To live.
Yeah. But that's not what I refer to. I refer to, like, wanting to be with just one person for a long time. Not,
just have no
not because you have to. Or
and if you actually read books, yeah. Humans were not meant to be monogamous.
I know. That's not what I keep saying all the time.
It's not in our gene, you know, in us. And I just don't feel that way. I feel like when you are trying to be monogamous, there's this constant urge and need to want to be with somebody else.
Right.
And you want what you can't have. And I've learned that when you give the guy the option, when I tell guys that I date, you can see whoever you want to, which they're shocked, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They usually don't end up seeing people.
Really?
Because they now have the option to see people. It's when they don't have the option, they want what they can't have.
Oh, really?
I've used that trick. It does work.
It's not a trick. I mean, I tell people they really can, and they do. Some of them do go out, but they're more willing to commit with you.
Yeah.
I've had one guy 4.5 years. We just ended things. And then the guy that I'm dating now, 5 years.
Okay.
Wow.
But they've not been exclusive. You just date them, but they're not exclusive.
Yeah.
I see.
But they can do whatever they want. And the one guy that we just ended, he wanted more with me.
Yeah.
And I told him that's not what I want.
That's
enough. Yeah. Not that it was enough. I just told him if that's what he wants, he needs to go out and find somebody that will give him that.
Yeah.
So,
Wow.
But, you know, he wanted, you know, I've always been the girl that guys always want something more. And I think it's because of my attitude.
Well, it's because you're not giving them what they want,
exactly.
You know, and when
that's
a guy
gets to my point.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to be tied down and then they'll try to tie you down.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's funny. Now, when you do your solo scenes and stuff, I don't know how many times you get asked that, but do you actually get aroused and do you get off sometimes?
Oh, yeah. There's sometimes that I orgasm on camera.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
There's sometimes,
why not?
You know, I gotta fake it because I'm not, but it all depends.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. But I'm a really good actress.
Yeah, aren't most women,
you
know.
There's some guys are like,
fakers.
Oh, I loved it when you came. I'm like, I didn't come in that one.
But it's important to the guy, right?
Yeah. He's gotta make
That's
it look
funny.
Good.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know. And what do you think it is about guys that they like to see women together having sex?
I don't know. I just think it's just something in them.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, women are just sexy because I'd rather see two women having sex than men have sex.
Yeah.
Women are just sexy.
Yeah.
They're very sensual.
Men are just hairy and stinky and gross,
no,
right?
Yeah.
Stinky. Yeah.
And hairy.
Women are just prettier. No, if you ask if you say that to two gay guys, they're going to go, heck no, I want to see two men. But when it comes to straight people, I just think,
And I think plus, you know, I mean, if you're attracted to one woman, then two women is twice as good, you know, especially if they do things to each other and that,
You're cracking me up, Sam.
Well, I would hope that they were doing stuff to each other.
Yeah.
That'd be the whole point of the fantasy.
I don't think Stephanie's been exposed to so much sex talk in 1 hour.
I know, I'm like sweating over here. No.
So no threesome.
You know what? I'm a very open-minded person, though. That's the thing. Like,
Have you ever had a threesome?
No, I have not.
Is it because you don't want to, or you just haven't had one yet, or the opportunity?
I just haven't had one, and I honestly have no desire to, but I've been surprised, you know, each year things, I open myself up to new horizons, and so you never say never.
You're never attracted to a woman? You never?
No, I absolutely have been, but I mean, I'm straight, you know.
I'm straight too, but I still think women are hot.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I actually had pretty serious chemistry with one chick about a year and a half ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, chemistry does no.
Hey, don't make fun. No, she had a girlfriend already. She was a lesbian.
I see. Oh. Okay.
But so you know, you just never know.
Yeah.
Call her up.
I don't judge. No, she still has that girlfriend.
I think if you're gonna try it, like go online and try to find a lesbian.
Really?
Get it right. She'll show you the ways.
Yeah, wow. But I think it'd be more innocent if just two straight women did that, you know. And it's kind of like
I'd want to learn.
Yeah.
I'd be like, come on, I'd want a lesbian to show me, because she'd probably be able to rock my world better than a man.
Yeah, but you probably want like a lipstick lesbian, one who's pretty and
that's
stuff
hot,
like that,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
See, I think I'd be the opposite.
You want a butch?
Well, I'd prefer a girl that's a little more masculine. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
See, I would be too busy laughing because I'd be like, you look like a boy.
Wow. So let's tell everybody where they can find you, Sienna. What's your website?
It's siennasinclair.com, or you can Google my name. And there's also, I also have a social network. It's siennasinclairsocial.com.
Cool.
Or the book is naughtytravelgirl.com.
Right.
Thanks for the t-shirt, too.
I know.
I'm going to
wear it.
Naughty
Girls
I wear
Guys.
That when I travel and people like stare. But I have it cut so my boobs show more.
Nice. I'll have to cut it. I'll wear it to the airport.
I do. People are like, oh, naughty travel girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's hysterical. It will definitely catch people's attention.
Yeah. So, and now your website has, I noticed, two sections, like fetish and then glamour.
One's glamour. Yeah. And it's all retro porn. Like, yeah. It has a retro
feel to it. Yeah. I see. Wow, very creative, very cool. So everybody go to siennasinclair.com and
check her out. She's hot.
Check her out. She's got a lot
nice
of
nice boobs.
Yeah, beautiful boobs, beautiful woman. And that's why I said you don't look like a porn star. You know?
Yeah.
Like, cause we get a lot of them coming through here. And,
oh no, she's nice. I see them all the time. But, well, even on my website, I don't hire girls that look like porn stars. They're all natural. I only hire all natural boobs.
Really?
Yeah, I don't hate fake
Sounds
boobs.
Sounds good. I know, me too.
Cause they look better when they're on film and the girl's rubbing them, they look more natural.
Right.
When they bounce, they look more natural.
Right. It doesn't look like balls.
Yeah, it looks bad on film.
Do you like my boobs? Would my boobs meet the requirement? They're real.
Oh, are they real? I was just going to say, they look really nice. Are they real, though? Yeah.
They're real.
They would make the requirement then. Bounce? Okay, they're real.
There's a bounce
still. Oh, my God. That's hysterical. You thought they were fake?
Well, you never know in Hollywood.
That's true.
In Hollywood, you don't. That's true, yeah.
That's true.
And it was kind of covered. I can't really see.
Yeah, I cover my boobs quite often. I'm a bit of a...
You should show those things, because I'll tell you what right now, they're not going to last that much longer.
I know.
Gravity starts taking over, and then you got to start buying a good bra.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Womp womp.
Awesome.
Especially the bigger they are, the more they start to hang.
Sag.
That's true, yeah.
I haven't had that problem yet.
So I say flaunt them now.
Yeah, I guess so. All right.
She's pulling it down.
Now, and as far as your sex coaching, where can people find you there?
They can go to CNNSinclair.com.
Oh, you have the information there?
There's a little button on there that says sex coaching.
Okay,
yeah.
Sounds good. Okay, well, everybody could use Sienna's services, I'm sure.
Well, they could. More people need to take advantage of sex coaching.
Definitely.
We have a lot of, we're very educated.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have a lot of hands-on experience.
Yeah,
nice.
Obviously.
Catch my drift, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Sienna.
Yeah,
you've been a lot of fun.
Me.
And all the best with the book and everything. We'll have to pick it up. You said in February, right?
Yeah.
Before
maybe I'll have to come back on and I'll give you guys one.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
For sure. Well,
you're welcome anytime.
Maybe you guys can do a radio show and be on the set of a porn set.
Okay.
We're coming to you live from moaning in the background.
The porn set.
Hysterical.
Sounds good. Okay, well, thank you very much, Sienna. Thank you, Stephanie, and thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.